The case has been dragging on since March of 2010 when the SPCA swarmed onto her Aurora farm and seized dozens of horses said to be living in squalor and 53 cats said to be living in hideous conditions. Eventually, the fight with the auto parts heiress spawned four different lawsuits. That includes a federal court case where she says it was a conspiracy against her of prosecutors, the SPCA, and the media. After the sentence, Hoskins attacked DA Frank Sedita for pushing the case.
I thought it was sort of consistent with Frank Sedita's approach to this case. I thought that he has been out of proportion. I think he's been strangely personal in his attacks on me. And I think that people in this country are allowed to launch a defense if they feel like they've been falsely accused, as I felt like I had. And if I am going to seek justice, why does that make me a demon?
Hoskins may say she was falsely accused, but Markey found her guilty of abusing 52 horses and acquitted her on 22 more counts. Charges about the 53 cats fell by the wayside. As part of the sentence, she has to allow inspections of her current horses, including by vets. Defense lawyer Thomas Ioannou says his client was aware there were problems in the spring of 2010 when she admits things got out of control. Ioannou says there were problems.
She knows exactly what she's talking about. There were problems. There may or may not have been animal cruelty. The judge drew the line in the sand at one place. Other courts have drawn it in another. This debate's going to go on for years until the Court of Appeals finally defines it. I mean, reasonable minds can disagree on this one. Was the farm perfect? No. Was it animal cruelty? In the minds of a lot of people, no. In Beth's mind, no.
Hoskins is expected to appeal her convictions, and there isn't a lot of time to file for the appeal from town court. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.